cover yourself. When I think of the masks our government would like us to wear, it reminds me of Father's dress code, and I wonder if my helmet will pass as a mask. Just because you can't see it doesn't mean it isn't there, right? You have likely heard about the armor of God, the things you should cover yourself in every day. The Message version of Ephesians 6:10 through 18 may give you a fresh perspective that applies to the world as we know it. This is no athletic contest that we'll walk away from and forget in a couple of hours. This is for keeps, a life or death fight to the finish against the devil and all his angels. Be prepared. You're up against far more than you can handle on your own. Take all the help you can get, every weapon God has issued, so that when it's all over but the shouting, you'll still be on your feet. Truth, righteousness, peace, faith, and salvation are more than words. Learn how to apply them. You'll need them to get through your life. God's word is an indispensable weapon. In the same way, prayer is essential in this ongoing warfare. Pray hard and long. Pray for your brothers and sisters. Keep your eyes open. Keep each other's spirits up so that no one falls behind or drops out. We are definitely up against more than we know how to handle. Just trying to sort out the truth from misconceptions and flat-out lies. If we blindly follow others, we will stumble into the enemy's hands. We must keep our eyes open and search for the light of truth to break through. If you seek, you will find. What are you seeking? Have you realized that you have no power to do anything good on your own without Christ? What are you covering your face with today? A paper mask? A cute mask that makes people smile? Or the helmet that tells others you are a warrior? The current government does not rest upon God, but that doesn't mean that we can't. Be prepared, for the battle is already raging. Learn to use the weapons Father so graciously tailor-made for you. Seek the truth. Seek peace. Proclaim God's message and pray hard and long. You have the time. You will make time for the things that are important to you, and Father will make sure you have the time to do the things that are important to Him. Keep your eyes open and focused on the work of Jesus.